Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Realm presents Roanoke Falls, Episode 4.
Thomas takes the candle and stands at the base of the ladder, expectant.
Agnes, you will sleep in the storage space tonight. Go on.
It's as dark as sin up there. Why, Thomas?
Because I am your husband, and I ask you to.
I won't be thrown out of my bed on a cold night without good cause.
Do you realize how serious this is? Obedience accused you in public. You could be tried for murder by witchcraft. They'll prick you, strip you, search you for marks. What do you think they'll say when they find that wine stain on your thigh?
No. No. No, they can't do that. They have no proof.
Are you certain of that?
I'm not. People want someone to blame. And if Thomas speaks against me in public, I won't stand a chance. Please, haven't I been a good wife to you? I've tried so hard to be dutiful, even though...
Even though?
I never loved him. I don't say the words, but they still hang between us.
You have made a fool of me, Agnes. Rather than looking to me for guidance, my flock think I've fallen under a spell. I've no mission, no child, nothing.
All right, then. I will sleep in the loft tonight. I can't bear the thought of lying next to him. Heaving myself up, I crawl towards the back of the loft. The darkness threatens to swallow me whole. I fear the truth behind Thomas's words. I married him for security, made him jilt obedience. My faith is farther than England now, and as for my thoughts... Thomas said the devil knows my name. Maybe he recognizes me as one of his own. Hours pass. I wait, not daring to sleep.
Agnes.
Is that the devil? I'm not ready to die. Images flash. The slick rope of Zachary's guts, Mercy's jutting ribs. But maybe it won't hurt. Maybe I'll be too afraid to feel anything at all.
Agnes.
Thomas was right. The devil is calling for me. Something stronger than fear begins to pump through my veins. Anger. I can't lie here waiting. I'm tired of bracing myself for the next blow, whether it's a harsh word from Thomas or a curse from obedience and Caleb Jeffers. No matter what I do, judgment will always be waiting. I've been forced to give up my home. I won't die cowering in the dark. They say I summon the devil. Well, I'll be the one to banish him again.
Agnes.
I see the knife I used to slaughter our goat by the hearth and pick it up. I steal outside into the night. There are tracks leading towards the old goat shed. I see other marks, the hexafoil, the sign to ward off witches. The townspeople must have drawn them outside my door. I can hear the devil in the shed. My fingers clench tight around the knife. A lantern bobs, spilling light onto the straw.
Agnes!
God's wounds! James, what are you doing here?
I'm sorry. I must have scared you half to death creeping about.
The knife drops from my hand. You did? I thought you were him, the devil in the woods.
I was worried about you. I heard about what happened at the end of the funeral. I left because I couldn't bear to watch the burials. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm not, but I feel better now that you're here. James, what if obedience was right? What if I brought this upon us? No one died until I read Hannah's journal. I cannot bear a child for Thomas. My faith is gone.
Obedience was raving. You're not a witch.
But I'm not a godly woman either. When I look at you... Slowly he lifts my chin to hold my gaze.
You are not cursed. Roanoke was in trouble long before the murders began. You didn't make the crops fail. And what about the others? Isn't judgment a sin? If sinning really brought the devil here, you're not the only culprit.
Why are you always so kind to me? We barely know each other.
I know enough.
Do you? How? You hardly even came out of your forge before you found Prudence.
There was nothing worth coming out for until I met you.
He moves closer to me. I tried to be dutiful, but if I'm going to hell, I might as well deserve it. I lean forward and kiss him. Oh, it feels like coming home. James gathers me in, his strong arms around my waist. We fall against the damp straw. They say this is a sin. So why doesn't it feel wrong? At last I found something warm and good in this desolate place. I won't let it go.
There it is. Don't they say evil spirits only come between midnight and cockcrow? You're safe for now.
I feel safe with you beside me. But once we leave this shed...
Well, you're certainly not the only sinner anymore.
James, you can't be found here with me. Think of your own reputation.
They have no good cause to arrest you. We can't let this turn into a land where innocent women are punished. For what? For owning beads? It was meant to be better here. Catherine thought...
I don't mind if you want to talk about her. I know she was a part of your life.
Poor Catherine. She was as good as they come. But to hear people talk, you'd think her death on the ship was a punishment. As if she wasn't worthy of a new land. Those self-righteous blackguards didn't understand her, and they don't understand you either. I won't lose both of you. We'll make this right. Let me talk to the Jeffers and Goodwife Greenaway.
They'll just say I put a spell on you too.
Maybe... You have.
We sneak out of the goat shed into a chill, misty morning.
Don't give up, Agnes. We'll find a way.
I can't bring myself to dampen his hope. At least I've had this. One taste of happiness. However brief. Stay safe. I have the feeling I put him in terrible danger. I head back towards the house, letting the hens out of their coop as I pass. Thomas!
I told you to stay in the loft. What are you doing out here, barely dressed?
Thomas, let's go inside.
I heard voices out here. Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
I heard you speak.
I was just talking to the hens.
The hens?
He lopes to the hen coop and bolts over the fence. He chases the birds around the pen, grabbing the smallest and twisting its neck. Stop! What are you doing? One by one, he chokes the life from our hens. You stupid man! You want us to starve? Don't destroy what little we have left.
There. It's done. Better you starve with a pure sword than hang as a witch. I won't have you commanding your familiars from my home.
You believe obedience? That these are my familiars? Demons who take the forms of chickens by day? Thomas, think clearly.
Maybe I can't. Maybe you've clouded my mind with those charms around your neck. Give them to me. You told me you'd sold them.
Look, they're just glass. Harmless glass. They're the only goods left from my father's days as a merchant. Why can't I keep them to remember him?
People tell me you walk around holding them and muttering words in a strange tongue. And I've seen you do it. The night Zachary died.
It's French! The French refrains my mother taught me to use with these beads when I'm upset and need comfort. Thomas, listen, please, you must believe me. You know she was a Huguenot. Of course I speak her language.
Everything points against you, Agnes. Prudence's brooch, the tattered book, and now you have the jewelry that no godly woman should wear. You sacrificed our goats.
For food.
And you've been right there whenever a body's been found. God refuses to bless your womb.
If having no child is a judgment, then judge yourself too. No woman can produce a baby alone. He takes in my stained nightshirt, the hair falling loose over my shoulders.
I've tried not to believe the whispers. But look at you. Wanton. You stink of goat and sin. I know what you've been doing. You've been copulating with the beast.
Oh. Thomas lunges at me and twists my arm behind my back. Oh.
I won't let them say you've ensnared me. I'll test you myself.
Let go! Stop! What are you doing? He pushes me towards the water barrel. It's full of stagnant rain. He grabs the back of my head and yanks me down. Wait, no! Hot water fills my mouth, my nose, my ears. I can't scream. I can't breathe. The morning air slices like a knife against my cold skin. My lungs burn. Thomas's fury makes him strong. I'm going to die here. Drown in Roanoke rain. I try to fall in, to appease him, to make him stop, but my body wants to survive.
Why do you fight it? Why does the water of baptism reject you?
He throws me to the ground. Wet hair slaps against my shoulders and drips into the dirt. It's so cold.
Say a prayer to prove your innocence.
What's going on?
Half a dozen villagers have gathered around our fence. Please.
The Lord's Prayer. Now.
Our Father.
She's a witch.
Our Father.
Drown it her. Sticks on her wicked tongue.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy...
Quicker. See, she bleeds.
She's a witch.
Obedience Jeffers is standing at the fence. Her eyes find mine. I thought she'd be gloating, but she's chalk white. Thomas hauls me off the floor.
Thank God your father isn't alive to see what you've become.
He plunges my head underneath the water one more time. Everything turns black.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options. There's also Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, vegan and veggie options. Also, there are a lot of different add-ons every week. You can get breakfast, you can get an on-the-go lunch, snacks, smoothies. I personally love their lemon, ginger, turmeric wellness shots. And the fact that they save me so much time. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. It's like having your own personal chef, tailored to your schedule. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/FR50 and use code FR50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code FR50 at factormeals.com/FR50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Here, Agnes, hand me that bead, the yellow one.
But you'll give it back, Maman. Promise. It's my favorite.
Hush, ma chérie, of course. See this one? Let's call it Hope. Yellow, for hope. Jeune pour l'espoir.
Jeune pour l'espoir.
And this one?
I don't like the red. It looks like blood.
Oh no, to me, it looks like strength. Let's make this one power. Rouge pour le pouvoir. Hold this one to remember your strengths when others try and take it away from you.
Rouge pour le pouvoir.
That's right.
My mother's smile fades slowly away. I open my eyes. Thomas! My husband writhes beside me in our bed. Blood. So much blood, staining the sheets, pouring from his neck. He clutches at me with hot, slippery palms. Don't try to talk.
Behind you.
I roll over. He's here. The devil himself. A long, wolfish jaw picked clean of flesh. Grinning, eyes burning red. He posed me beside Thomas, ready to kill. He swipes his claws, misses me by an inch. There's no space to run. He's blocking the door. We're going to be like Daniel and Mercy, murdered in our home. I open my eyes. The demon has vanished without a trace. Thomas's grip starts to loosen on my fingertips. No, no, hang on. Help is coming, husband. Help! Please help us! He slumps back against the pillow, mouth ajar, eyes open. Dead. My husband is dead. No!
What's going on in there? Open the door!
I'm bathed in Thomas's blood.
What have you done, witch?
Saints preserve us! Look what she's done to his throat! The devil! He came, he killed
her! Took your revenge, did you? Seize this pagan! Arrest her!
They swore me, yanked me from the bed by my hair. Boots stomp on my fingers and connect with my spine. I curl into a ball. A wad of phlegm hits me on the neck. No, it wasn't me!
Stop! Release her! Agnes!
Fetch her up, hurry! Can't curse us anymore.
I curl in on myself. All I can smell is Thomas's blood. He died hating me. And then I think of it. A lie that will save me. The thing Thomas wanted most of all. I'm pregnant!
Hang on!
You're hurting my baby!
What did you say?
They stare down at me as if I were already lying in my grave. You can't hang me. I'm carrying Thomas's child.
Created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.
Roanoke Falls is written by Laura Purcell, produced by Nicole Otto and Haley Wagreich, and executive produced by John Carpenter, Sandy King Carpenter, and Molly Barton. Performed by India Dupre, Eric Teedy, Anthony Garland, Theo Devaney, Jack Hawkins, Stella Balick Carr, Jess Nahikian, Callie Shatara, Kyle McCarley, Craig Robert Young, Caroline Bloom. Audio production and direction by Kaylin West. Sound design by Fred Greenhalge and Rory O'Shea. Additional editing by Corey Barton. Original music by Hashem Asadullahi. With orchestration by Andrew Rowan. Featuring performances by Kevin Devine, Alba Ponce de Leon, Max Kuttner, Carl McComas Reichel, and Peter Brendler. Cover art by Kendall Thomas.